Talking sport with Grandstand breakfast presenter Francis Leach. Now, Francis, good morning.
Morning, Fran. How are you today?
I'm well, and I'm better than that whole bunch of drunk wallabies and endangered species in Ireland, I think it's fair to say.
Yes, it's a reminder that in the world of sport these days, if you booze, you lose. And this is what's happened to the wallabies. And it's a strange one because the events that related to this actually occurred last week in the lead-up to the game against Ireland, the 32-15 win at Lansdowne Road on the weekend, probably the wallabies' best performance of the year. But six wallabies have been told that they will be stood down for a test match following a boozy night out last week. The players went out for dinner in different groups last Tuesday night, and then 15 culprits decided to kick on to bars and enjoy themselves, returning early Wednesday morning. And it has not pleased the coach. He's trying to set down a new standard, Ewan McKenzie. So Adam, Ashley Cooper, Nick Cummins, Tatafu Polatu Noao, Ben Robbins, Liam Gillen, Paddy Ryan have all been given a one-week ban. And just to add to the spice of all this, all will miss, except for Ryan this week, the test against Scotland, because under the IOB rules, you need to have at least four props in your team. So one of the bad boys has to actually play to make up the numbers this week, and Ryan will miss the following test match, the week later against Wales. So it's been a messy week for the Wallabies and what should have been an exciting time for them. They're playing their best rugby of the season after a really, really tough year.
Yeah.
Nine other players were also given a letter. I like the formality of that, them receiving a letter warning them that their behaviour was unacceptable. Now, there's been no suggestion whatsoever that players behaved badly, that there was any altercation that came to the attention of local authorities, but it's been made quite clear that a new standard is required from the players, even though there isn't an alcohol ban currently in place in the Wallabies, and that in the week of a big match, it's simply not acceptable to be out late at night. So Ewan McKenzie's trying to lay down the law here and make sure that team culture is set very early in his tenure.
Well, it's not just the Wallabies either. It's not just rugby union. The AFL players, they were in Ireland not that long ago. Some of them got into trouble too with booze, didn't they?
Same sort of thing. The international rules team, they're out on a late night and there were complaints about them staying up till 3 or 4am in the morning and keeping everyone else up in the hotel that they were staying in. Once again, not getting into any trouble per se, but getting into trouble with the grog. And prior to that, of course, we have the standard bearer of all of these things, Brendan Favola, who on a tour to Ireland a couple of years back got a barman in a headlock and got himself into a world of trouble. So yes, it seems that whenever Australians go to Ireland, I think it's their national duty to get drunk. But for professional sports people, it's probably not a fine idea.
And in the other kind of football, Lucas Neal has hung on to his job as captain of the Socceroos.
He has, and Ange Postecoglou has proved himself to be as good a politician as he is a coach, making sure there's a sense of continuity within the ranks of the Socceroos by maintaining Lucas Neal as captain for tonight's game against Costa Rica at the football stadium in Sydney. There's no guarantee that Neal will be in that job long term, but I think Ange understands that in order for him to have a sense of, as I said, continuity with this team and to also give his senior players who built this World Cup campaign into a successful one so far to qualify the team an opportunity for them to actually get on board with the new regime that he's put in place. And from speaking to a number of Socceroos who've been in camp with Postecoglou over the last few days, it is a new sheriff in town. They've been made to work very hard in training, and they've also had a bit of a civics lesson in the importance of what it means to be a Socceroo, something that seems to have gotten lost in the last couple of years as the team became captive to the interests of the senior players.
Oh, well, that's good. The Socceroos friendly with Costa Rica tonight, of course, the first test for the new coach, really, at this level. And we're going to be joined by footy commentator Andy Harper later in the program. Just briefly, Francis, Shane Watson picking up the ball. Now, do we need Shane Watson to be bowling or just batting on Thursday?
It'd be handy if he was bowling as well. He only bowled a couple of deliveries yesterday in training. He will bat probably at number three for Australia, but if he were able to bowl, it certainly adds to the mix available to Michael Clarke, and it probably frees Nathan Lyon up to be more attacking with his spells in the first test at the Gabba. I think it's unlikely that he'll bowl. I think they'll try to nurse him through this first test and see if they can get him ready for the remainder of the campaign, but he will bat at number three and hopefully make plenty of runs, Fran.
Okay, yeah, we hope so. Francis, thank you.